was Moses. He asked me, "Do you know why Moses had to be raised in Pharaoh's house?" "No," I said. Moses was born to lead the Israelites out of slavery. Moses had to be raised in Pharaoh's house so that he would learn how to be a prince and not have a slave's mentality. A leader who is in slavery internally cannot free those who are in slavery externally. The first 40 years of Moses' life were just as important as the 40 years he spent in the wilderness. When the Lord said this, it opened a door into Moses' experience for me. I began to imagine what it must have been like for him to be raised as a son of the king. He would have always known that he was significant. He would have been used to people paying attention to what he said and did. He would have been accustomed to being accepted and loved. I'm sure that everyone would laugh at his jokes even when they weren't funny. Because Moses knew he was significant, he had confidence. I saw that without that confidence, he probably would have never felt empowered to do anything to help his Hebrew brothers. In fact, if he'd been raised as a slave, it might never have occurred to him to do anything about the injustice he perceived. As a prince and a Hebrew, the contrast between his situation and theirs created a conflict in his soul that he had to do something about. It was unjust that he was well treated and they weren't. They were significant too. Unfortunately, when he first tried to step in to help them, their slave mentality kept them from understanding where he was coming from. He thought they deserved to be treated like he was, but they thought he was just trying to be important when he really wasn't. "Who made you a prince?" Their mindsets were in complete conflict. The more I thought about the kind of person Moses must have been, the more I saw what kind of people we can be when we have been taught that we are significant and are not insecure about who we are. I also saw that I was not like Moses. As I will describe in the next chapter, I was not raised with the idea that I was significant. This caused me to develop a whole set of behaviors that someone like Moses would probably have never displayed. Even after I got saved, many of these behaviors stayed around. I saw that Nancy's confrontation was about more than her simply being sensitive and me being misunderstood, which was the way I wanted to interpret it. It was about me doing things that I've always done, but which are no longer consistent with who God says that I am. Most importantly, I saw that if I continued to do these things, I would, as the Lord had said, ultimately destroy the people I was trying to lead. I knew this confrontation was probably one of many to come on the road out of pauperhood and into my identity as a prince. I also knew that if I didn't begin to travel that road, it would not only cost me tremendously, but also those around me. This book shares the experiences and revelations that the Lord has used to teach me to leave pauperhood behind and to think, act, and walk in the authority and power of my kingly and priestly call. Because this training began while I was in a position of leadership in my home church, the Lord has made it clear that what I was learning was not just to transform me, but to equip me to help promote a culture of royalty around me. This has resulted in my having the privilege of overseeing a school of ministry where the primary goal is to teach believers how to walk as princes and princesses. Before we started the school, the Lord told me, "I want you to teach the students how to behave in the presence of royalty. They are called to royalty, to influence, and to rule and reign. As forerunners, I am going to make you a people of influence." The goal of this book is to share the revelation that the Lord has given me and that I now give to my students in the churches that I oversee. I pray that as you come along with me on this journey, you will be able to discover your own identity as a prince or princess and begin to experience all the benefits of living in the King's palace.